Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. For the record, she likes to be called Jenny and never Jen. Really? I didn't know that. Jessica Labby is our co-host. Her motto is, why just walk when you could speed walk? Mikey, the producer boy. What? Oh, sorry. Mr. Michael Clark, audio engineer, will be producing this masterpiece and will likely give us his 2 cents along the way. These three Spitfires scare me a little. Jenny, Jessica, and Mr. Mike are on fire today. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Welcome back, everybody. How fun. We're in the studio, and it is true. Jessica tends to run everywhere she goes. I don't agree with the speed walk. You actually kind of flit around and run
In high heels.
It's quite impressive.
I haven't seen the high heels yet.
You know, they're in the car.
It's because we tape at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Don't remind me.
I know. This is going to be an excellent day because we are going to talk about what it is that we do. A lot of people have heard about chiropractic. They've maybe even been to a chiropractor. But when it comes to corrective and wellness chiropractic, choosing to utilize chiropractic for wellness care, a lot of people really don't understand what it is. So we have a guest in the room today. We actually have Mr. Tom Salon. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Tom.
So glad that you're here. Can we call you Tommy?
You can call me whatever you want.
Excellent. I like that. We chose Tom to come because he is a patient in our office. He's also a mechanical engineer. And, you know, and he's one of those guys that
causes problems.
Exactly. Tom really wanted to understand what we do from a mechanical and scientific perspective. And I've really respected how he has asked a lot of questions. He's utilized the educational process in the office. And it wasn't a really quick decision with him. You know, he really took his time to understand the science of chiropractic and the way that we utilize it. So I want him to share with you how he came to the decisions he's come to and inspire you to understand a little more about chiropractic. The thing that actually can almost infuriate me about Tom, though, is he challenges me. Anytime he shows up at a workshop, I'm a little bit shaken because this guy won't just take something at face value. He wants to know the facts. He wants to know where I got the reference. He wants to ask the hard question. And it's pushed me to become a better doctor.
I can't picture you shaken, Jennifer.
Yeah, not so much. Only on the inside. Oh.
She also had to shorten her workshop so she'd have time left over to answer Tom's questions.
That's true.
They stopped inviting me.
That's true. So, Tom, as an engineer and a chiropractic patient, you know, what about chiropractic appeals to you?
Well, the most important thing is it works for me. I've had some issues over the years due to use and abuse of my body and tried a couple of different ways to deal with it, including medication, and it wasn't something I was happy with. Now, with my chiropractic care for myself and for my family, my lifestyle has improved. I feel better. I don't hurt so much. And understanding what it's doing, I think, reduces some of the mental stress I have worrying about whether I'm doing the right things for myself.
Well, you know, you've had regular care now for 2.5 years. So obviously it does go beyond pain. You know, the vast majority of time when you get adjusted, which is what, once a week now for wellness?
Yeah.
You know, you're not coming in with any type of real symptomatic issue. What about chiropractic were you skeptical about?
Well, first of all, I didn't really understand what was being done. I had heard all sorts of stories about it. When I was a kid, my father went to a chiropractor that he lovingly called the Crusher.
Oh, geez.
But he only went when he was in pain. And I had had a previous experience with a chiropractor, again, when I was in pain and was not particularly pleased with the results. But more recently, through input from other people who are more knowledgeable about the process and how to use it properly, I came to understand it differently. I didn't look at it as something that I was doing to fix a problem. I came to understand it as something that I do to maintain health and in that context, I'm very satisfied with the results. I think one of the things that you told me early on that really struck home was that only a small percentage of the nerves in your body sense pain, yet chiropractic addresses your entire nervous system. And just because I'm not in pain doesn't mean there isn't something that can potentially be wrong with my system.
Do you realize this is what we try to make patients understand for years and years and years, and some of them come for 10 years and they still don't understand what you just said?
Yeah, and that's great to hear that back from a patient, because you're right. Understanding that the nervous system runs everything is really the key to understanding why you would get adjusted even if you felt good. And Mike is smiling at me. What is it, Mike? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking he's just a smart guy. He knows what's going on.
He is a smart guy.
Surprised, you know?
Well, part of it is something may sound kind of unrelated, but working on cars and motorcycles. Everyone who's ever worked on a motorcycle knows what happens if the wiring gets pinched, or if you root a wire in such a way that it starts to get stretched. Something goes wrong.
I mean, I know all about wires, as you can see.
Yeah. We've all had that issue where you've got an intermittent problem with your car, and you bring it in and it's fine, and you get the car home and it's not working. And eventually they find out there's this one wire going through the door that, as you open and close the door, shuts something down. What you told me and what Dr. David told me about what you're trying to do and the show and tell with the spine visuals really drove home the same point, that your nervous system is like a big wiring harness. And if something's affecting that wiring harness for your body, sometimes it may cause pain, but sometimes it could cause something else, like shutting down something, one of your organs, or some process that needs to take place. I don't know if it's an engineering background or just coming in with an open mind, but struck a nerve, and it made sense. So if something makes sense to me, I want to give it a try.
Well, to clarify for our listeners, you know, we've been talking about the nervous system, and someone might be out there thinking, well, don't they work on the bone? You know, the spine is the house for your spinal cord. The spine, just like your skull protects your brain, your spine actually protects your spinal cord. And out between the holes of the bones of the spine, the nerves will travel then and go to every organ, every tissue of the body. And by keeping your spine moving properly and healthy, it allows your nervous system to function as it was intended. And as we are saying, the nervous system does control the entire body.
Oh, brains and beauty. You have it all, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Mike. You're so sweet. You have shoes on today.
Sort of. Sandals.
That's true.
You know, the thing that really got me into your office was a recurring problem I was having, and my primary care physician had sent me to physical therapy previously for it, and it was in my hands, but they solved it that time by working on my neck. So it wasn't specifically this isn't something that only chiropractors understand. There is that relationship, but I didn't want to go for another 12 weeks and then feel better. And then another year later, be back in the same situation again.
Do you sit all day long?
I try not to, but yeah. I sit quite a bit.
See, that's my issue, because I sit in this chair for 10 hours at a time, and sometimes I have to forget to stand up to stretch, you know? So I go to stand up after 10 hours, like, whoa.
Well,
but I go see Jennifer.
The two things that we strive to do are correct an underlying imbalance, and then teach you strategies to not have the same imbalance reoccur.
That's what I need.
That's right. So after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and I have some very interesting questions for Tom. We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out SpinalCorrectiveCenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We're back in the studio with Mr. Mike Clark, our producer, And Tom, stop cracking your knuckles.
I wasn't cracking my knuckles.
You pull straight out. Oh. You don't bend them.
Did you teach him?
Oh, he's pretending to. Okay, he's just joking. We have Jessica and our guest, Mr. Tom Salon. Now, we've understood from what Tom said that he got the philosophy behind chiropractic care. What I'm curious to know is, when you first came into our office, was the environment what you expected?
Not at all. I'm not sure that I had a lot of expectations, but it was something unusual to see and experience. Both the process for normal care, as well as the other activities going on within the office.
A lot of people are surprised that they don't have to get undressed to be examined, or they're surprised.
I'm not going then.
We could make an exception for you, Mike.
Oh, good.
or they're surprised to see so many families there, to see people who aren't necessarily in pain, to see children. What surprises people is how comprehensive our educational process is, because we don't want them to just get adjusted. We want them to understand why they would choose to get adjusted.
And you know what? Before Tom even started care, after his first couple of visits, he was already referring people to our office.
Oh, that's
right. We were getting
right.
phone calls. Oh, who referred you? Tom. And
that's
we're
right.
like, well, we didn't even know if you were going to start, just because you were challenging us so much.
Well, if you know something is good in principle, whether you're using it or not, shouldn't stop you from sharing the idea. I mean, if you know there's a sale on something, even if you don't need it, you might as well tell people who might.
So if you were to speak with someone, say you work with, or a neighbor, and you wanted to explain chiropractic to them, what would you tell them, Tom?
This isn't hypothetical. This is very real. I let most people know that it's something they should investigate, because it has real benefits to everybody. The big thing that I get pushback is, well, chiropractic, I've heard once you start that, you can't quit. You got to keep going. And I said, yeah, that's the good thing about it, because it's something you do to prevent a problem. And the things that you've talked about, the analogy of going to the gym, you don't do that necessarily only because you want to fix something. You do it because it's a proactive, positive process.
Right. That would be ludicrous to say, oh, don't join that gym down the street. They're going to tell you have to keep coming back.
But
it's a change in thinking.
Yeah,
that's right.
And the other thing is that it's put in a process that's really manageable. And you were talking about differences between your office in a typical doctor's office. The nice thing is you don't wait for a half an hour and then get stuffed in a room for another 20 minutes.
Right.
When I come, I can be in and out of there in 5 minutes typically. I usually end up staying longer because I have fun talking with you guys, but it's not a time-consuming process, especially now that I've reached a point where it's sort of a maintenance one. I'm not trying to address a specific ailment.
That's right. Have you obviously have utilized the workshops as well. What is something you feel you've gained from attending workshops?
Oh, one of the biggest deals was the impact on the foods I choose to eat and the way I set up my sleeping. Two areas that have been a big deal. I was a big Mountain Dew fan.
And you were?
Yeah. I don't drink a lot of soda, but I don't drink coffee or anything else, but whenever I was looking for caffeine, like if I'm driving late at night or something, Mountain Dew was my favorite. I'm a sugar fiend.
See, my heart would seize up if I didn't have caffeine.
I don't like the high, because then I'm actually awake. But with when you went through and talked about all the good stuff in there, I mean, that beautiful yellow color and all the things that endeared it to me.
Yellow number 5 that causes asthma and allergies.
Yeah,
actually, specifically hay fever.
And isn't it one of the ingredients is outlawed in Europe?
That's true, the preservative in it.
So despite the fact that it was one of my favorites, I've actually stopped drinking Mountain Dew because of you.
That's incredible. And do you miss the feeling that you were getting from it? Do you find that it's a big hole in your life, or do you find it's not a big deal?
No, I've made up for it by eating more M&Ms.
It's all about layers, isn't it, Jessica?
Chocolate's good for you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, vitamin C.
Oh, honey, that's just a whole nother podcast.
But the other part of it was just getting getting information, and as much as anything else, resources. What you provide is not just the data points, but you help me find places that I can educate myself.
I really want to encourage our listeners, if you haven't explored chiropractic care, there's no harm in just getting a spinal checkup. It doesn't mean you have to commit. You know, just like you have a choice whether you utilize dentistry, you have a choice whether you eat healthy food or exercise as part of your life. Chiropractic care for wellness care is another choice, and it's something that is worth the investigation to see where your spine is, to see how it can help you live to your potential. So I do encourage everyone to at least get a spinal checkup. You know, and Tom has utilized chiropractic care with his family of four for 2.5 years now. And what benefit have you seen having your children be checked regularly? Because there was no health problems. You know, it was just a purely a wellness decision for them. Do you see benefits?
Well, it's one of those things where you're never sure, because if they weren't doing it, what would be the situation? But the tangible benefits are there for both my wife and for me. But in addition to that, my son was starting to have a certain amount of curvature. It's kind of funny that you detected it and started working on it, and then 2 years later, they noticed something at the school, and our doctor has never made any comment about it. So we're grateful for that. The kids are very active, and I feel better as a parent knowing that I am doing everything I can to ensure that they will be healthy. Now, whether they'd be healthy independent of this, I don't know, but the fact is they're very rarely sick, and if they do catch something, it's gone pretty quickly. The other thing that we've done is dramatically cut back on the amount of over-the-counter medication we use with them.
Actually, you know what? Your wife did tell me, this was shortly after you guys started care, your daughter was swimming with school. She was on a swim team, right? Mm-hmm. She started to swim a lot faster after starting care. That's,
yeah, we threatened her that she'd have to come more often if she did that. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you get the joints working. And, you know, we call that silent miracles. You know, it's so easy to talk about these amazing miracles that happen when someone's body's working better. But to me, it's the processes, the diseases, the conditions that don't occur because someone's body's just working the way it's supposed to work. And that's really a huge celebration when someone's had 30 years of regular ongoing wellness checkups with chiropractic and they just don't develop problems.
My kids know now when they need to be adjusted too. I mean, both of them will say at times, when are we going? I really need an adjustment, because they're aware of how it should be and can sense when things are off kilter.
That's right. Well, we've appreciated having you here in the studio, Tom. Thank you for your commitment to your health and for sharing it with our listeners. Live well, everybody.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.